Morning, everyone. Just a message for our good colleague and friend, Stefano Cecchi, who unfortunately today passed away. Prayers for him and his family. Tremendous loss, 23-year-old. Rest in peace, buddy.
That was Frankie Dettori paying tribute to young Italian jockey Stefano Cecchi, who sadly lost his life after a race fall there at Canberra a month ago. He was fighting for his life for quite some time, but unfortunately lost that fight yesterday. And our thoughts and our prayers are with his family and his friends at this time. And one of his great mates, Owen Walsh, came out to Australia with him, has been good enough to join us on the line to pay tribute to his mate. Owen, thanks for jumping on. I know it's a really difficult time for you and everyone who was connected to Stefano, but yeah, I thought it was a great opportunity for you to share with us what sort of person he was like. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Look, it's a very difficult time. Like, my thoughts immediately go to his family and his other close friends and his partner, Brittany. So it's devastating, as you see by all the tributes and messages on social media. He had that infectious smile, as everyone rightly says, and he was a great guy, a talented rider, a great friend, and a very loyal person. So he was a good person to be around. He always lifted the spirit of the room when he was in it.
So he was, when he was out here in Australia, based at Warwick Farm, he did a bit of riding for Annabelle Neesham, Robert Quinn, and also Matt Smith. And prior to that, was apprenticed to Marco Boddy in England and had ridden over 100 winners in the UK. So as you say, he was quite the talent.
Yeah, look, he was well regarded. You know, he rode plenty of high profile winners as well for Godolphin in the UK. You know, Marco was his first job and looked after him so well. And as I heard his tribute, you know, he was more like a family member to Stefano. And I said, it's just devastating. He had the world at his feet. He was just getting going here. Annabelle Neesham had been absolutely fantastic to him. I've never heard him speak so highly about certain people, but she was one of them, and he held her in high regard, and he was enjoying every moment of being out here.
Can you take us back to, I guess, when you decided along with him to actually come out to Australia? What was it that brought you both to Australia?
I think a couple of beers were in our system, and we were pondering over the fact of what we were going to do with life, and he was still riding, and I had just stopped. Well, I had stopped for a year, and I was half thinking, do I miss it? And we had that chat, and we just said, do you know what, let's give it a go. You know, like, you see so much on social media about the race and here in Australia, and I will be honest, it is better than the UK. We can't deny that, you know, from prize money and whatever else, which doesn't matter today. But we just thought, do you know what, we'll give it a go. I booked my flights the next week, and he was just slightly a bit slower than me. You know, I think the beer in our system was kind of, he was kind of, geez, are we actually going to go through with this? But he eventually joined. I said, he was up at Warwick Farm. I said, he was loving every moment of it. He was just getting the hang of the race. And here, you know, it just takes us European riders probably a little bit of time to settle into the Australian style. But he was just getting the hang of it, and he's beginning to get going.
Obviously, it's a really difficult time for his family and yourself and other close friends. Have you been in contact with his family back home?
Yeah, I've spoken with his family nearly every second day since the accident has happened. And so they sent me a lovely message through last night, just thanking me. We weren't friends, we were more like brothers. So, yeah, it's difficult. And even phone calls with other friends I've had and text messages, our close friends from our circle, it just hasn't sunk in yet, and it won't for a long time. You know, it's just devastating.
Yeah, it is devastating. It's also a reminder of what a dangerous profession it is to be a jockey, and I guess the courage and the bravery required to jump on the back of a horse in a race.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we're not just riding with the punter's money, we're riding for our lives as well. You know, and it's just like every moment we go out there, we're putting ourselves at risk. So it's difficult. It's hard.
Mate, it's a heartbreaking story, and it's a young man who's lost his life far too young. And as I said, our thoughts are with you and all those that knew him really closely. We appreciate you jumping on at a difficult time to share some insights into what he was like as a person. And, yeah, we hope you're doing okay, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you.